Hi, I'm Richard Barnes. I work for King's Crops. We work with a number of gamekeepers, land managers, estate managers across the UK. Fully appreciate that it's a full-on job. It's relentless, there's no escape. And we're really impressed and pleased with the Check-in with a Mate campaign launched by the Gamekeepers Welfare Trust. King's has been a really long-standing member and supporter of Gamekeepers Welfare Trust. Having been a gamekeeper myself back in the day, and a number of my team have been gamekeepers in the past, we all appreciate and understand how important the work of the trust is at your time of need or support, or just when you need someone to talk to. Checking with a mate's a great initiative, and just thinking about yourself and your mental well-being, your health and welfare, it's a lonely job out there sometimes. And even when my job, which involves advising a lot of people and working with a lot of people, can also be a slightly overwhelming time at now and then. One of the key things I do to switch off outside of work is go fishing. Fishing is just a fabulous way to escape and switch off. It's well known within the team at work that if I'm on holiday and a customer rings and my phone's on divert, oh yes, Richard's gone fishing. It's become a bit of a joke. A, because I'm always fishing, and B, because I don't often catch a fish. But with fishing, it's about switching off, escaping. And I really enjoy salmon and sea trout fishing, which generally means you catch very little. But what it does mean, it gets you to go to some fantastic places. Just like the day job, we get to see some great estates and shoots around the UK, meet some great people. But fishing takes you to places well off the beaten track. It gives you peace and quiet, and places where you don't really see anybody, which is slightly ironic when you've got to check in with a mate. But the great thing about fishing where I can get it to work for me is to go with a friend. And often we'll turn up on the beat or the bit of river we're going to fish, and automatically one of us goes upstream, one of us goes downstream. And at lunchtime we meet back up, chew the breeze, have a can of beer, have our lunch, swap notes, and then we do exactly the same thing again, go up in opposite directions. Sounds a bit miserable, but you're just lost in your own peace and quiet, and you've got the balance of being able to check in with a mate at lunchtime or at the end of the day. Wildlife, rivers are abundance of wildlife, and I'm really passionate about improving habitats for waters, rivers, lakes, streams, and the day job does help improve advice for farmers to make sure they keep their soils and nutrients in their fields and not in the watercourses, ultimately making sure that we can keep our rivers in pristine condition. Often in the rivers I fish in Northumberland, it's not unusual to share a pool with an otter. I'm quite happy to watch an otter. He or she's a fisher as much as I am. The peep of a kingfisher as it whizzes up and down the river, that's another delight, another fellow fisher. And just a huge amount of wildlife, and everything just wraps itself round you, you drift into the background. And if you get that infamous tug on the end of the line, and you have a salmon or a sea trout on the end, it really gets your heart racing, because you normally have a take when you're least expecting it, you're miles away, drifting away, and that line goes tight, and that fish is on. And then there's the jeopardy. Are you going to land it? Are you not? There's the tussle, the fight. And if you're lucky, you get that fish in the net, in the water. And it could be a salmon, it could be a sea trout, it could be 2 pounds, it could be 15 pounds. But there you are, right in front of you, a really completely wild species that's never been touched or seen by man or woman before. And the most important thing then is to unhook it and let it back on its way. And a real honour and a real privilege to be in that position. And at the end of a good day's fishing, even if you haven't caught anything, you've had a great time out there. So, you know, fishing's my escape. I love it. It's more about the fish than the fishing. But fresh air, peace and quiet, chance to go out and about with a friend, and ultimately check in with a mate.